I started a group called the Nordic Nature Group 4 years ago now, and it's a group of 7 girls, and we started out just doing hikes and learning about flowers and planting trees, but then we wanted to do more, and so eventually we found out about this group called I Matter through a supporter of the group. And iMatter is a youth-led organization that helps youth tackle climate change at a local level with their communities. And they have this kind of process you go through, which one of the things is giving your city a report card on how they are doing addressing climate change at a local level, which helps you give them a grade for them to be able to address climate change while improving their grade.
And what did you find out? What was the grade?
So Grammar A got a D+. Not the best grade, but we're working on the Climate Action Plan, which is a tool to help us reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. So I really didn't know what to expect. I was a little nervous, and I was also really excited because this is something I'm really passionate about and, like, work hard on, and so was hoping they would pass this. And our city council, the Grammarly City Council, ended up passing the resolution on the spot. And we actually got a standing ovation, which was pretty fun. I was really pleased at how well this worked, because now we were working with our city to tackle climate change, which was our overall goal, and we were actually going to get something done and make a difference. We've done a lot of presentations around our community because we had a petition to get support for our report card and resolution. And so, like, one of my favorite memories is when we presented to an 8th grade class. And one boy, after our presentation, said, "You are the smartest kids ever that I know." So it really seems to me that people really get inspired and motivated by this work.
Tell me about what you're working on now, about the upcoming event.
So we're working on putting together the Southern Minnesota Youth Clean Electricity Summit, and we're partnering with iMatter on that. And our goal is to get iMatter, what we call campaigns, what we did in Grammarly, started in other cities, specifically Southern Minnesota, because it can't just be Grammarly and a few others that are doing this. It needs to be a lot of us in order to make a big enough difference. And so we are going to be presenting at the Southern Minnesota Youth Clean Electricity Summit to hopefully inspire youth to do things with iMatter. And the reason it's called Southern Minnesota is we are specifically targeting 17 cities in Southern Minnesota who get their electricity from Southern Minnesota Municipal Power Agency, SMPA for short. And 83% of SMPA's electricity comes from coal. And so we need other cities to tell SMPA that they want them to switch to renewables, not just Grammarly, because we get our electricity from them too, in order for us to meet this goal. So that's another reason why we're targeting these Southern Minnesota cities. So they include Grand Marais, and then Mora, Princeton, North Branch, Litchfield, Redwood Falls, Fairmont, Wells, Waseca, St. Peter, Austin, Blooming Prairie, New Prague, Owatonna, Rochester, Spring Valley, Preston, and Lake City.
Wow. And do you know of middle school students and high school students who are interested in this, who are planning to attend from those towns?
We would love to have all of the cities create campaigns, and that may be a little far-reached. But what we're really trying to do is just start with a few, and then from there, maybe I'm going to tell my best friend who lives in Waseca about this, and so then it'll get spread. So we don't really have a specific way to measure. Our hope is to inspire other youth, though, to take action and make a difference where they're able to.
How do you think the world might be different by the time you're an adult to maybe have your own family?
Well, there's ways you think it will be, and there's ways you hope it. I mean, I definitely hope that we'll all be working on stopping climate change so we can keep the planet how it is. So that's my hope. I don't really know how it'll be, but that's my hope with all of these efforts, is that we'll be able to start countering climate change. And, yeah, so if we inspire people and get them working or excited, I count that as a good success.